Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. All right, welcome to the broadcast today. Thank you for tuning in. We've got Middle Cross up. They're going to be singing Hope in the Blood. I know it's going to be a blessing to you. And Middle Cross is going to be singing for our Passion Play coming up on Saturday night. And so we'd love for you to come and be with us 6 o'clock at the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. Amen. On Saturday night, Passion Play. Hope it'll be a blessing to you as you listen to Middle Cross as they sing now.
I cannot hang my harp on the willow. I cannot quit singing my song. For I've been washed in the blood of Jesus, and His word is like a fire in my bones. I can't apologize for believing in the preached word of God that led me to the Lord. So I'll keep hoisting the blood-stained banner, because the blood of Christ is our only hope. And there's hope in the blood of Jesus, the only blood that can take away sin. There is hope in the blood of Jesus. He will wash you if in faith you call on Him. Stop praying in the name of Jesus. Only in His name will a prayer get through to the throne of grace, where He is sitting, ready and willing to clean your sins from you. And there's hope in the blood of Jesus, the only blood that can take away sin. There is hope in the blood of Jesus. He will wash you if in faith you call on Him. There is hope in the blood of Jesus. He will wash you if in faith you call on Him. He will wash you if in faith you call on Him.
Yeah, man, that was Middle Cross. Hope that was a blessing to you. We are looking today at Psalms 121. This is part 2 of the message that we began to preach yesterday. And I'm going to read the text. It says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil, and He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, and ever, even forevermore. At this time, we're going to pick up where we left off from the sanctuary of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. This is part 2 of the message.
What hills are you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about the hills of glory this morning. Can I tell you, I can't see what's coming, but I got one on the other side. My helper can see all that's around him. He knows the front to the line. He knows the back of the line, and he knows the middle of the line. He knows all that's about to approach us. Amen. The vantage point. I will lift up, listen, the writer said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. Can I tell you, honey, this morning what you need to do? You need to quit focusing on your problem and focus on where your help comes from. Amen. Our help don't come from the world. Our help comes from God. Amen. And God can do all things. God can do all things and do it well. I tell you, I believe that the psalmist, he wasn't talking about Sugarloaf Mountain. He's not talking about Burning Mountain. He's not talking about look up to Bearwater. No, he's talking about those hills of glory. He's talking about divine help. Help, true help. He's talking about help that comes. He's talking about help when no army's available. He's talking about help that comes, true help that comes, listen, with no friends around. He may have been in that situation. Hey, I'm going to tell you something, glory to God, this morning. There's a place that you can turn your eyes for divine assistance 24 hours a day. You don't have to worry. Listen, there's help in the holy hills of glory. The Bible said this. He said, when you see these things come to pass, lift up your head, your redemption draweth nigh. You say, it's getting bad, preacher. I know it's almost home-going time. Good signs of a soon coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lift up your eyes into the hills, friends. From whence cometh our help? This vantage point is found positionally by which way? Looking down or looking up? He said, lift what? Up mine eyes. I'm going to tell you something. Look, if you're looking up, you can't see what's below you. If you're looking up, praise God, if you've got your heart fixed on the glory world, I'm telling you, if you've got your heart fixed on the heavenly hills, you ain't got nothing to worry about, friend. You say, look at all that's going on, man. I can't see it, thank God. All I can see is what heaven's in view. All I can see is what's before me. All I can see is what's coming. Yep. There's help in them hills. Now listen, let me go on. I want you to see the second thing. Hold on. Look at verse number 2. My help, what? Where are you going to get your help? From the Lord. I want you to see right here, the writer's not just talking about a good vantage point, but the writer's also saying, hey, listen, I want to tell you about a valid provider. Say that with me, a valid provider. A what? Valid provider. Well, listen, this help that comes out of the hills is not the army. How many knows that, listen, whenever we're under attack as a nation, we want somebody to show up, don't we? Amen. We want the army. We want the man, Green Berets and the Marines. We want it all. We want them to get the big tank out, amen, AK-40, whatever thing, and man, the missiles, and man, the bazookas. Pull it all out, amen, because America's still the greatest nation on earth. Look, let me talk about that valued provider, that help that comes out of the hills, not from an army. This help's not going to come from an angel. I mean, it could. How many times the angels show up, amen, and take care of business? It could, but that's not what the writer says. This help comes out of the hills of glory, and according to verse number 2, it speaks of a valued provider. My help cometh from the Lord. He's not an angel. He's not, look here, he's not an army. However, he has the access and the resources. Brother Shane Gunner's talking about that, the one sick of the palsy the other day. Y'all remember that? Amen. He's talking about, man, getting on them knees. He said, break it up and bend the roof and lowering that guy down. And he said, man, there's at some point you got to let go of the rope and trust God. Yeah. I tell you what we need to do, friend. In 2023, we need to let go of the rope, thank God, get them to Jesus, amen, and let God take care of it. God can handle your problems. He can handle my problems, amen. Yeah. Where we're going to go? We're going to turn to glory, amen. We're going to turn to the helper, amen. Listen, he's a valued provider. He's not just anybody. Now, how many daddies we got in the house? If you're a father, stand up. If you're a father, Dana, single one of you guys, if you knew your son was in a poverty-stricken situation, would ever let your son go hungry?
That's right.
Amen. You can be seated. Let me ask you this question. Why do you think that our help that cometh from the holy hills of glory, why do you think that God Almighty is going to let us go without? He said having what? Food. Well, I've had a lot lately. And what? Raiment. Be therewith content. So what we're saying is this. If I've got food and raiment, and I got a Heavenly Father, a valued provider who is taking care of me, can I just go ahead and say, what about the dread? What about the fear? I'm just going to trust Jesus. Thank God you can trust Him this morning. Why in the world are you so depressed?
Yeah.
I can tell you why you're depressed. You've been watching everything on CNN. You've been watching everything on Fox News. You've been listening to everything out there. And I tell you, it's caused you to be depressed.
Yes. Amen. You're right.
and it's affecting your spiritual connection between you and God. What you need to do is put that thing down, amen, and start, man, valuing who's very valuable in your life, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. He's a valued provider. For every time that I tell you he's a valued provider, you're going to hear it this week somewhere on the news, you're no good. Because Satan loves to get in your mind. You say, preacher, I'm nothing and nobody. Quit saying that. Amen. Quit saying that. How many saved by the grace of God? Raise your hand. Yep. Thank God. Praise God. That's good. Amen. We're together, ain't we? Amen. Quit saying I'm a nothing. Quit saying I'm a nobody. Listen, I'm a child of the King. It's not based by, look here, my performance is not based upon what I do or what I've done. It's based upon the one who did it for me. I don't get to go to heaven based upon what I did. I'm no good. When it comes to the areas of performance, me and you could not meet the mark. But God, look here, God sent a valued provider our way, and this is what he did. He provided you and I with the means of what it takes to be saved with the grace of God by providing us a lamb. Jesus died on the cross, not so that you could go to hell. Jesus died on the cross that you might have life, amen, and have it more abundantly, and to live with him forever. That's what it's all about. Don't get excited, friend. Don't get excited. Don't get moved, amen. I'm sorry, man. You guys get so excited over the pigskin flying over the man, whatever. And that dude down there that don't even know Jesus running the ball. I mean, somebody, look, y'all get excited about somebody can dunk a basketball. But the God of heaven sent his only begotten son to this world. I mean, you're talking about a love story, friend. But Tim, I'm going to tell you something. I deserve hell. Yeah, you want to know why I'm excited? Thank God. I know that I deserve hell. Y'all don't have to tell me I'm a nothing and nobody. When I was 7 years old, little boy, man, that old preacher, that old man of God is ripping my face off. He's telling me how bad, awful that I was. He's telling me what kind of sinner that I was. I'm telling you something. Amen. He got where I was at. He told me that if I didn't receive Christ as my personal Savior, that I was going to die and go to hell. But then all of a sudden, he turned the corner and he began to tell me that I didn't have to go to hell because yeah. Jesus Christ, the value provider, give me a lamb, amen, to yeah. die for my sins. I got up that night, amen, and I ain't never been the same since. I'm still excited about it. Yeah. Hey, man.
Thank God.
A valued provider. Not just anybody. He said, my help cometh from the hills. He said, the Lord. That's who he's talking about. I'll tell you something. Amen. How many knows that value provider this morning? Amen. Thank God. I'm glad you do. What a blessing. Amen. Look, the Lord is acceptable. He's not just anybody. My help cometh from the Lord, which made the heaven and the earth. Look here, this provider, he not only provided you help, he provided you with life. That you didn't come from a piece of bacteria that fell in the mud and squished together and made a whatever. You are placed here. Listen to me. I'm about to correct all of your science teachers and just give you some Bible truths. It's just so simple. The Bible says God breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. Do you realize that the breath that you're using right now, look, to have air is one thing, but to be able to use that air had to come from somewhere. Breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life. You say, what happened, preacher? It wasn't CPR. What CPR? Oh, thank God, it was a breath. It was a breath that came from the holy hills of glory, friend. I'm telling you, this is what took place. Amen. God breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life, and he became a living soul. I'm going to tell you something this morning. He's a valued provider. He gives you life. Give me life. Now, let me ask you a question. The life that God's given you, what are you going to do with it?
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.